God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Good morning. How's everybody doing? I like that answer. Welcome to First Church. It is just a joy to see each and every one of you. Thank you so much for coming to worship with us, worship our Creator, and Savior, and Sustainer of our lives. I just hope you're having a great day already this morning. And today is Palm Sunday. Can you believe it's already Palm Sunday? Now, for those of you who may not know, Palm Sunday is the beginning of Holy Week. And what Holy Week is the week that we celebrate what God did for us through Jesus Christ. And we have a lot going on this week. Starting Thursday, we have a Monday-Thursday service at 7 o'clock. We invite you to come by. We're doing a lot of different things this week. And so come by and experience it. I'm really excited myself. Monday-Thursday is celebrating the Passover meal that Jesus had with his disciples. Good Friday service is, many people ask me, Eric, why do they call a Good Friday service when we celebrate, well, when we don't celebrate really, we recognize Jesus' crucifixion and death. Why is that called Good Friday? Well, it's because of what the result of that was. The fact that we can have a relationship with our Creator, God. And so that's why it's called Good Friday. That's at 7 o'clock this Friday. And then a week from today, 6:30, and we will see the sunrise this year because we're late enough. So 6:30 at the Overlook out there. Then men are serving breakfast here at around 7:15 or when we get back, whatever comes first. And then we'll have our celebration services at 8 and 10. And, of course, the traditional Easter egg hunt after that 11 or 10 o'clock service. So make sure you bring your kids, your family, your friends, even people you don't know. Bring them and say, hey, we're having a celebration on Easter, all right? Can I get an amen on that? All right, great. Well, my name is Eric Dirks, and it is great to welcome you today. If you would turn to our inserts, I'm just going to let you look at a couple of these yourself, our cast of characters today and such. Here is Cliff has done our study guide for us again this week. Make sure you say thanks to him. But if you turn that over, and I really want you to take this home, as Deanna's going to tell you the study guide here in a minute with the prayer concerns, and grab your pencils or pens so you might have some other prayer concerns or joys that you want to write down with that. And just use this as a devotional guide during the week, during your prayer time. On the opposite side of that, I want to lift up something that is really, it's a big deal. The United Methodist Church, worldwide United Methodist Church, the NBA, and Bill Gates have come together to fight malaria. And it's called Nothing But Nets. And there's a website down here at the bottom if you want to learn more about it. But what it is, it's we purchase nets for families to sleep under in African nations where malaria is bad. And when they sleep, the mosquitoes come in and bite them, and that's how malaria is spread. Well, these nets, when the mosquitoes touch the nets, they die. And so the hope is that eventually the malaria, the threat of malaria, will subside and maybe even disappear if we are successful with this. So if you want to support Nothing But Nets through the church, you are more than welcome to do that. Again, the website will give you more information probably than you ever want or need. But so please pay close attention to our announcements, which is on the inside front cover of your bulletin. And of course, we'd like everyone to fill out the connection card that is on the last page of that, and make sure you turn it over and look at the we'd like to know. Fill that out, please. If you're a regular attender, please make sure you fill out the top portion of that. And also the first announcement regarding the registration forms is in regards to that as well. So please just pay close attention to that. And then it tears out of your bulletin. And if I can find the perforation there. But and you put that in your offering plate as it passes by you today. All right? We welcome you so much. Folks that are here for the first time or visiting on a regular basis, we welcome you so much. We thank you for your presence. This, in my opinion, the folks in this church are just awesome people. And we have a lot of fun together as we worship God. So you come to the right place in the way I see things today. So please join us in worshiping Feel free to relax and experience God's presence today. Are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning? All right. Let us have an opening prayer and a prelude, and then we will continue at that point. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, you are truly awesome. You are the creator of all that is, all that ever has been, and all that ever will be. And we are honored, Lord, that we have an opportunity to focus our lives upon you, to worship you, Lord, to be able to feel safe, to be able to come together as a community and worship you, the one who created us, the one who knew us before we were born, the one who knew our name in our mother's belly, God. We give you thanks and praise, the one who had plans for us. You are truly amazing. And we come together today on this Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week, God, to celebrate all that you have done through your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can come together, so that we can pray to you, our Creator, so that we, Lord, can feel your blessings and your presence. We just give you praise. And right here and right now, Lord, even though we understand that you are with us and that worship is a part of recognizing your presence among us, we, Lord, want to be deliberate in asking for you to come among us. We want to be deliberate in asking for your anointing upon us in Jesus' name. May all evil and negative thoughts be scared and run from this place, Lord, the way darkness flees from light. We love you. Make us one with you and one with each other in Jesus' holy name. And everybody said, Amen.